Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing good. Last night was good. I mowed the lawn because the temperature kind of dropped a little bit and it wasn't so hot. I mowed the lawn and I hadn't done that for a while, so it took like forever and it took like kind of two trips. I kind of had the lawnmower set on one kind of level, gave it a cut. I almost filled a bag and then had to lower it again and cut it again. And I almost filled up two bags, which was crazy. The lawnmower that I have is a Ryobi. It's really nice because it's lithium battery powered versus my old lawnmower, which was gas powered, which was just a huge pain in the butt. This battery powered one is just awesome. I've had it now for maybe 2 or 3 years and it's been flawless and I really like it. It was a little bit more expensive than a traditional lawnmower, but it works really well. It's really quiet and I'm really happy with it. Last night I had a bit of time after I mowed the lawn and I worked on a remix. I wanted to do something with music last night, so I scoured the internet just looking for an a cappella, and I found, I don't know if it's like a cover or what, but it was a version of, I think the song's called Friends by Marshmello, who's a DJ. EDM producer guy, or just an alias of some producer that's, he wears a giant marshmallow head, so there's that. Anyways, the song I think originally was like 90 beats per minute, 95, and the reason why I say I think it might be a cover is because the timing of the song was like way off. Like she would kind of sing fast in some points and slow on other points. It would never kind of stay on beat. So I had to like manually warp it to stay on beat, which took a little bit of time, but I've kind of produced just some chords and some drums and stuff and a little bit of a build up and breakdown and a drop, which I'm liking the way it's sounding, so I'll pick up that when I have some more time. Today, though, I really wanted to just chat about the whole Trump-Russia stuff. It's just been fascinating to watch, and the whole sentence of him saying, like, I wouldn't see why Russia would be involved in meddling, and then he backtracked, like, 2 days later saying, oh, what I meant to say was wouldn't. Even if you listen, even if you were to change that, the context doesn't make sense of everything else that he said in that meeting, or that press conference in Finland. I just don't know what to really say anymore. Like, it's, I guess, you know, part of me is biased because I don't like the guy. I think his, you know, political stances are pretty terrible. And I'm a pretty liberal person, I'll just say that as a disclaimer. But I just have a hard time, like, from my perspective, it just seems like Putin has something on Trump because he stands up to pretty much anyone else except for this guy. And so then it makes me think, okay, what does he have on him? Why, if they were meddling in elections and Trump won, and you've even stated on the record that you wanted Trump to win, and then even Trump mentioning during the campaign to go hack Hillary's emails, and then a day later it happens. There's just too many, like, things that are lining up to say that Putin has something on Trump. And for how crazy this whole ride has been, this, like, PP tape thing of the prostitutes urinating on a Russian hotel bed that the Obamas stayed in front of Trump. It sounds extremely ridiculous, but just with how insane things are right now, I really am starting to believe that this is actually true, as bizarre as it sounds. I've joked along the way that, like, the PP tape is real, but it's now, like, what else could it be? Why are these two guys linked at the hip so closely? And again, I am trying to recognize that, you know, I do have a bias of not really liking this guy's, like, stance on a lot of topics, and I just don't think he's a smart man for the job. I don't think he carries himself very well, and to be frank, like, he's a bit of an idiot. But yeah, this Russia stuff, man, it's pretty crazy. And it's amazing that it took, you know, 2 or 3 days for him to say, oh, I was supposed to say wouldn't instead of would. Something's fishy going on, and I've said it many times before, but one day this is going to make a fantastic movie, because it just seems, it's such a ridiculous story, and I guess we're all along in the ride for it to unravel. Well, that'll conclude today's episode. I hope you guys have a good day, and until tomorrow, bye.